Pete and Kimber for breakfast.
On Mix.
The HBF Run for a Reason is happening on May 19, and there are plenty of reasons to get involved. And with me today, I'm chatting with Christine Letessia. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Kimber.
Christine, tell us, what's your reason for participating in the Run for a Reason?
My reason for participating this year is to raise a little bit of money and some awareness for Endometriosis Australia. I had endo surgery and diagnosis basically exactly a year ago, and I've been able to get back into running, and I think it's a great way to raise that money and raise awareness and speak up about endo.
I think it's super important that you do. I know one in seven women experience endometriosis, and also endometriosis on its own can vary from, you know, very, very severe to still mild, but can be quite debilitating on your life. How has it affected you?
Quite a lot. I mean, and I consider myself one of the lucky ones, to be honest. Since I had my surgery, my quality of life and the symptoms that I experience have improved just so, so much. But I was in my early 20s when I started experiencing debilitating symptoms, and I would probably say that I felt deeply unwell for, you know, if you want to think about it in terms of months, for like 2 weeks a month, just debilitating pain, nausea, and the fatigue that comes with that, both during and after, is really extreme. I've missed out on a lot of things, a lot of social engagements, a lot of relaxing days on weekends, just from being so, so unwell. And as I've gotten older, I'm almost 30, it just progressively got worse, despite all, you know, those appointments and everything that you go to, and doctors giving you this and that to try and cover up the symptoms. Eventually that does come back to bite you, and it's not as effective anymore. So certainly affected me in a huge, huge way. And like so many others, it's hard to show up for work every day. It's hard to show up for your friends and family when you're so unwell on a regular basis.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the thing too, is that you talk about, you know, the physical pain, the pains that you have, you know, just in general in a couple of weeks of the month, which is just such a long time. And then, you know, there's other things that happen through your body that also are suffering in that time. But psychologically as well, you know, when you're constantly missing events or missing things or letting people down at work, that sort of stuff also plays a role and takes a toll on you in terms of how you feel about yourself, how you feel about other people, whether you feel guilty or feel bad, or whether people don't believe you. It's a really challenging diagnosis, I think, to try and get other people who don't suffer endometriosis to understand what it is.
Oh, absolutely. It's I think the psychological aspect of it is almost worse, because, yeah, it is another cancelled engagement. And I think living with a chronic illness is very difficult for a lot of people, you know, regardless of what that is, especially with their jobs and their careers. And there'll never be enough sick days, you know, owed to you for someone with endo, unfortunately. And that everyone wants to show up and work and be there for their family and friends, and to sort of have to try to constantly explain something so personal to people is also very difficult. I think a lot of people just really struggle to understand the concept of someone maybe looking healthy on the outside, but constantly living with quite severe pain and nausea and fatigue, because, I mean, that sounds pretty horrible. That sounds unfair. And lots of people don't understand that that is the reality for a lot of people. And when you're sort of labelled as the flaky person or the flaky colleague, there's not a thought sort of beyond beyond, you know, why that might be happening.
And endo in itself is very complex, and you know, doctors and surgeons are still constantly, that's why we're raising money, right? It's that they're constantly trying to find solutions, because some people will have the surgery and it won't be effective, or and people will think they know. So even if they think they're trying to relate to your situation, they might be like, oh, but my sister has this and she doesn't get that, and therefore what you're saying mustn't be real. I've heard a lot of those stories. I thankfully don't suffer myself, but have many people in my life who do. And to put that in perspective for people who are listening, in 2022, there were over 40,000 endo-related hospitalizations in that year. And this is a very scary statistic, I think, is that 71% of people who presented themselves at an emergency department with chronic pain and were in, you know, real dire straits, 71% of those people ended up leaving without being admitted or being referred to another specialist or hospital. Now, 71% of 40,000 people plus turning up who need solutions and are being sent home with nothing more than a, oh, can't do much about it, or we might be able to do something to give you temporary pain relief, is not solving the problem. So doing this walk and trying to raise awareness is so important. So you're raising money for Endometriosis Australia. And so what did they provide to people who might be seeking help or need some of their services?
Well, Endo Australia is, the sort of predominant endo awareness organisation in Australia. So they raise money to fund research, which is desperately needed, but they're also a really fantastic resource for anyone who has endo or adenomyosis or chronic pelvic pain, or sort of family and friends of people who suffer. So they've got all sorts of articles on, you know, the symptoms, surgery, how to find a specialist, how to support someone with a chronic illness in your family or in the workplace. And one of the big things that I found that's really fantastic with Endometriosis Australia is each state has a community Facebook page where people can join, they can ask questions, they can share their experiences. And one of the things with endo is it's really, really hard to find good GPs and good sort of specialists that really either understand endo or are sympathetic and compassionate about endo. A lot of doctors will turn you away and say that what you're living with is normal. And one of the great things about this Facebook group is other people sharing their experiences and their recommendations, and we're all helping each other get through this, learn about what we can do. And I found it really helpful to sort of research people's experiences with surgeons or their experience with surgery. And even though everyone's different, it's such a great platform to talk to others who are experiencing the same thing. And I think that's so valuable, because when you have endometriosis, your care is very much patient-led. And I know when I was in my early 20s, I had no idea how to look for a surgeon or a GP, and that's why it took me so long. And to have other people whose experiences you can draw on is really valuable.
Absolutely. All of those things, I think, you know, that's the whole point of having a community. And I think that's the benefit of the HBF Run for a Reason, is that finding everybody coming together for different reasons and talking about these things and highlighting important charities and getting them the money they need is so valuable. So thank you so much for your time, Christine. I really appreciate you sharing your personal story. And I wish you all the best for the are you running, walking?
I am running the
good
half
on you.
Marathon.
Oh, half marathon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, a true testament to a successful surgery for you.
And,
definitely. Wow, good luck with it. I know you can go the distance, so just pace yourself and, enjoy the day, Christine. Thanks so much for sharing your time.
Thank you, and thank you for platforming the cause.